Long, long ago, there was an ancient forest in the New World, which people called the Forest of Wisdom. It's said that in the center of it lay a giant vine called Ivy Lake. There was an ancient legend. Anyone who could find it and pick its leaf would gain wisdom forever.At that time, there were 8 brave warriors. Mr. Havard, Mrs. Yale, Mr. Pennsylvania, Mrs. Cornell, Miss Columbia, Mr. Princeton, Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Dartmouth. They all had a dream and started their adventure to find the Ivy League.
The Big Apple is a city full of energy. After almost 15 hours flight, the aeroplane finally rushed into the sky of the colliding airport. Under the staring of the Statues of Liberty, step on the mind of this big country.
They don't know how the lift up lies. Only the story's most of which
Breathe in the exciting air in this exciting land. Sit on the train from the Jamaica to the Penn Station. Then take the subway line 1 down to the 59th Street.
Smelling the fragrance of oak trees and aspen trees on the both sides of the street, the button and nebri catching off the eyesight. Many strange structures standing seriously as if they are waiting for their hosts.
Winter comes. A white bird with gentle wing opens the feeling of everyone on the street. Princess Snow dances around the youths who are riding bikes. And Mr. Noisy runs away back to the center of the city.
This is the Columbia University,
one of the Ivy League.
What do they know? They don't know a thing.
You're listening to Dream to Ivy League. This is Helen.
I'm Florian.
Columbia University's motto is In the Light Shall We See Light, and is from the Old Testament Psalms. For where there is the fountain of life, in the light shall we see light, and God is the fountain in our lives. We can see the light only in God's light. The school motto has a strong religious flavor, but it doesn't obstruct people's determination and courage when seeking the truth and light. In nearly 260 years, many professors and students have been educated by these few words to seek the truth and light with determination and courage. Columbia University was founded in 1754 as King's College by royal charter of King George II of England. It is the oldest institution of higher learning in the state of New York, and the fifth oldest in the United States. In 1754, Samuel Johnson held the first classes in Manhattan, and in 1784, the college reopened with a new name, Columbia. That embodied the patriotic fervor that had inspired the nation's cause for independence. In 1857, the college moved from Park Place, near the present site of City Hall. During the last half of the 19th century, Columbia rapidly assumed the shape of modern university. In 1896, the trustees officially authorized the use of yet another new name, Columbia University. And today, the institution is officially known as Columbia University in the city of New York. Clear in its commitment to carry out such a wide-ranging and historical mission, and led by new president, Lizzie Bollinger, Columbia is looking ahead to the achievements to come.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm April.
Hey, Florian, where are you going?
I'm just going to ask Zora for some questions about majors of Columbia University.
Whoa, that's cool, man.
Hey, enjoy the party.
Bye.
Bye. As we all know, CMC is the number 4 best school in America. Could you tell me the more details about the best majors or the most popular schools in CMC?
Yeah, of course. But you know, it's difficult to figure out which one is the best or give it a specific ranking. So I'm just gonna give you 4 outstanding schools of it.
Okay, it's okay.
Number 1, Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, often known as P&S, is a graduate school of Columbia. According to U.S. News and World Report, P&S is one of the most selective medical schools in the United States, based on average MCAT, GPA, and acceptance rate. And it is also currently ranked 5th among medical schools in the world by the academic ranking of world universities. And what's more, there are 5 Nobel Peace Prize winners in this school.
Number 2, Columbia Law School. Ever since U.S. News and World Report began ranking law schools in 1987, Columbia Law has appeared in the top 5 each year, an honor shared only with Yale, Harvard, and Stanford. U.S. News and World Report consistently places Columbia Law among the top 4 law schools. and is also ranked third in the number of alumni who have served on the Supreme Court, and has more alumni on the Forbes 400 than any other law school.
And number 3, Columbia Business School. It is one of the world's leading business schools and prides itself on its excellent faculty, who provide students with superior knowledge and thought leadership across divisions and disciplines. Notably, it is affiliated with 13 winners of the Nobel Prize in Economics. In global ranking, Columbia was ranked number 5 by The Economist, and number 5 and number 4 among U.S. schools by Financial Times.
That's all? Please, one more, please!
Okay. Number 4, the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism is the only journalism school in the Ivy League, and one of the oldest in the United States and the world. The journalism school administers several prizes, including the Pulitzer Prize and the DuPont Columbia Award. It also co-sponsors the National Magazine Award and publishes the Columbia Journalism Review. Essentially a trade publication for journalists.
Oh, it sounds really cool. What is a member of Ivy League? And on the other hand, it must be very difficult for us to apply for it. But if I want to have a try, what should I prepare for?
This question just comes to our point. For the people who want to go to CUMC after graduation, generally speaking, things must be handling out your 4 years report card, your academic diploma, a TOEFL score over 600, and GRE score over 1,100, or GMAT score over 680. Two recommendation letters, one personal statement, and $65 for the for the application fee. And it is so sad that the acceptance rate is only 7%.
Hold on. 4 years report cards. Yeah, for over 600. Over 1,100 in GRE score, 608 score, GMAT, huh?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, 2 recommendation letters, personal state, and $65 for an application.
Yeah, that's right.
So expensive.
Wow, it seems I have to hurry up.
Definitely.
Then, what about the tuition and the scholarship?
It's hard to say the tuition, because it depends on which school you are in, and varies in a rough range from $30,000 to $40,000. But CUMC does award international students with scholarships, more information about which is remains unknown.
Oh, I see. That's pretty enough. Thank you for your answer.
Not at all.
My pleasure. Who says you don't pass the test? Who says you can't be the best? Who said? Who said? Would you tell me who said that? Yeah. Who said? Who said? Who said you're not perfect? You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Laura.
Now, enjoy the song, Moonlight Shadow.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League.
There's a joke about Columbia's club's activities.
Like what?
In Columbia University, it includes 76 students to change a light bulb because one of them do the changing, 50 among them to call for their rights not changing the bulb, and the other 25 call for change it.
No, it's just a joke. We can have a glance at Columbia University's club culture.
So, it is no wonder that Columbia's campus can often be the headstream of students' movements.
Active club activity is a chief factor of its leading campus culture.
Columbia has only 18,000 students. The number of its clubs ranks number 2 in America.
It's worth mentioning that those clubs focusing on international issues such as Model United Nations and World Leaders BBS.
The latter one has successfully invited the former French President Sarkozy and incumbent USA President Obama. All those invitations are planned and sent out by the students themselves.
A club member said that the leaders will not refuse them if they have time and interest. In spite of these traditional political organizations, Alumni Association, Religious Community, Dancing Club and Glee Club, which is popular with students, are all existing.
In Colombia, establishing a club is almost as easy as joining one. Here is an interview with a Chinese student studying in Colombia.
Introduce yourself first.
I'm Zhang Shuo. I started my learning life in New York when I was 15. Now I'm a senior student in Colombia studying economy and politics.
We know that Colombia has many clubs, so would it be difficult to establish a new one?
Well, actually, it's very easy to establish one, as long as you can submit an application. But you need to get the school's accreditation and go through assessment of one or two semesters. Qualified one can obtain formal qualifications and they can apply to the school activity funds and venues.
After students establish one, they can host various activities. The budget comes from tuition fee.
Tuition covers the activity fund. After that, community would apply for the permission to activities. The beginning of each year, every club will get their activity funds.
Just like the club quantity, students' passion on activities is increasing.
Students, even the senior students, share the same passion. Let's listen to Zhang Shuo.
Students join the clubs, they cut off when they were in high grades.
This did not make like me. I'm a senior and going to work now, but still continue to participate in the work of the school community.
According to Zhang, we can strongly feel the light atmosphere in Colombia's club life.
Yes, it can reflect there's a high degree of club participation and high-quality society activities contribute a lot to the campus culture.
Also, it is a product made by the youth.
It is only the beginning of our exploration in university's club activities. We will continue to present more about this to you in the future.
Yes, but club activity is only an aspect of a university. Now, let's go on to learn more.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm April.
I'm Leo.
Now it's time for the speak out.
Okay, I have a question here. Which of the following American presidents graduated from Columbia? A. Franklin Roosevelt. B. Theodore Roosevelt. C. Barack Obama.
B?
No.
A?
No,
guilty. I'm short C.
Actually, C is not right.
What? Are you kidding me?
The options above are all right answers.
Oh, you're so mean, Shine.
No, I'm not.
Wednesday night again, I really miss you, my dear audience. I'm Shiny.
I'm Ivy. And our program changed into new form. Nice to have you accompany us in our group.
Yes, let's begin tonight's adventure. The famous school fellows of Columbia University.
So I just did need some talking to the sun.
Columbia University is known as the cradle of USA political and economic leaders.
Yeah, and the multiple choice question above shows us many historic presidents came from Columbia University. President Franklin Roosevelt, one of the greatest presidents in American history, graduated from Columbia University. He was elected 4 times to the presidency of the United States.
Yes, he impressed me a lot. His strong will conquered his physical disability. His New Deal represented a significant shift in political and domestic policy in the United States. His famous speech, "What we fear is fear itself," inspired the whole nation.
So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
The charming and wise woman who came from Columbia University also played great roles in American history.
As Obama said at Columbia University graduation ceremony in 2012, you set a pretty high bar given the past 3 years. Hillary Clinton, Meryl Streep, Sheryl Sandberg.
Hillary is doing an extraordinary job as one of the finest secretaries of state America has ever had. Meryl gained the Presidential Medal of Arts and Humanities. Sheryl is one of the economic advisors.
They told us never underestimate the power of your example. We women should try to find our places in this world.
Don't listen to our earlier generations, our mothers, our grandmothers, our aunts, who shattered the myth that you couldn't or shouldn't be where you are. I knew I wanted to make a difference, Obama said. But it was vague how in fact I'd go about it. So understand your power and use it wisely.
Let me catch you up on a piece of the recent gossip. Chinese famous celebrity Wang Lihong and international famous pianist Li Yunji put up their love affair.
Yeah, I know that. Their girlfriends are both from Columbia University. Wish they will have a happy ending.
Besides, Columbia produces many Chinese masters in modern and contemporary history. For example, Xu Zhimo, Wen Yiduo, Hu Shi, and Cao Xingzhi.
As Yang Lan, the Chinese famous host, once she came to CUC, I was impressed by her elegant manner and wide thinking. Xu Jiarui, a talented painter from Taiwan, also graduated from Columbia University. She's really an off-street and unusual woman. I think she's charming, and she shared with us that her first love happened in that school.
There is another outstanding woman, Jin Jianxiong. She's regarded as Oriental Lady Curie besides Li Zhengdao, a Nobel laureate in physics graduated from Columbia University.
And Kai Fu Lee, the former head of Google China, admired by the youth for his success. It's not hard to see why Lee accounts finger for China's high-tech youth.
Beyond all that, Columbia University produces many outstanding.
Yeah, they even influence the world just in their way.
How time flies, I don't want to say goodbye.
Let's end with Obama's speech. Have a sweet night and see you next week.
See you!
You are listening to The Dream to the Ivy League.
I'm Shiny.
I'm Ivy.
Dream to the Ivy League will be ending by the speech of Barack Obama. Next time, we will bring you The Dentalmans, one of the Ivy League. See you next time. Goodbye.
And even when you're struggling, even when you're discouraged, and you feel like other people have given up on you, don't ever give up on yourself. Because when you give up on yourself, you give up on your country. The story of America isn't about people who quit when things got tough. It's about people who kept going, who tried harder, who loved their country too much to do anything less than their best.